Wow, how about this news?
We got a.
How did this happen?
Out.
Big Tex caught on fire. Big Tex is dead?
I was just there last night.
Come on,
I did not realize that that was going to be my final time seeing Big Tex as he is right now.
How
60
would,
years, man.
How would Big Tex catch on fire?
I don't know.
How does this happen?
You know, he is over there in South Dallas.
I'm Brazen.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I'm just saying where he is.
Like fires start better in South Dallas?
Of course not. Why would you say something like that?
You're the one that just said it.
Abraza made me home.
I know.
They
I'm really
fry
sad.
Everything at the ferry, you know?
I mean, you guys are really, you know, making light of this, but I'm really upset.
Nice.
How could we make light of this?
We just mentioned it.
No.
We haven't said a thing, and now all of a sudden...
I can hear all the jokes. Ready to go. And I don't want
to
hear it.
All I could hear was Sweet Brown telling me what had happened to Big Text today.
Last
oh,
night,
Lord
Bob.
Jesus,
if I would have known that was my last time, I would have said something.
You would have said something.
Yeah.
I would have went up your loved ones to know how you feel about them before it's too late.
Hug his pant leg.
Go hug
something.
His boot.
Yeah, go do something.
Licked his boot.
Does it look like the Terminator now?
Dude,
it's just a frame.
It was all melted off.
Damn. The hands are the only thing that were left.
He kind of looks like Gus when he walked out of the hospital room.
I think they
stop making jokes.
I'm not. I'm saying what it looks like.
Dan, I do think they are confident, though, that they can rebuild it and make it stronger.
Will it be the same, though?
It won't. And that's the whole point.
It'll be like a cyborg.
And I want the new one to walk around.
And they can't name him Big Tex when they put him back. He has to be something else. It can't be Big Tex.
Be Old Smokey.
Well, just do what A&M does, like Big Tex 2.
No, yeah. Can't.
2.0.
Like the dogs?
Yeah, just have his little burial ground with the scoreboard
for
Texas
OU. He needs a new name, dude. Big Tex.
Now, clearly...
Did Mac Brown kill him?
There you go.
Somebody lit him on fire, right?
Well, no, I think shorted. You know, they have all the electronics when he talks and all that stuff. Just a short.
Shorty.
Yeah, there was fire.
Maybe he had one of the Mexican firecrackers out there.
Do you guys want to hear Channel 8's coverage of this morning?
Yes.
All right, here's a little...
they send Dale out there?
I don't know.
Here's some quiet, thoughtful, prayerful tone from the anchor as we look at the helicopter shot.
There you see the ladder truck trying to figure out what could have led to this electrical short that caused Big Tex to literally go up in flames just a short while ago at 10:25 this morning. There you see only the hands remaining of Big Tex celebrating his big 60th birthday this year. In
like
fact,
jazz hands?
Greg Fields and I were just there last week. We brought Big Tex a cake, and they hoisted us up. And we were able to present it to him face to face.
What?
Just 1 week ago today, really? He was so happy, looking forward to closing weekend.
Pause it. Please pause it. Are you serious?
He looked exactly the same as he did when he was 2, yeah.
So,
4,
so when they hoisted
7.
Me up and I slapped the snot out of him, he was still smiling. He had
was
the same
so happy
expression.
To see that cake.
His expression hasn't changed in 60 years, but... He's always happy.
Did they feed it to him?
I mean, through...
She baby bird it to him?
Through good days and bad, he maintains his
come
expression.
There you see the ladder truck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cynthia, I love you, but come
really
on.
Really is just sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back a little
more. A week ago today, he was so happy, looking forward to closing weekend at the State Fair of Texas, and to have this happen really is just sad. I want to remind all of you that there was no one injured here today at the State Fair of Texas. The State Fair is up and running.
Care.
They never shut down, according to Mitchell Gleaver, VP of Marketing. They will continue to be open.
Big Tex would have wanted it that way,
right,
by the way.
Right.
He died doing what he loved.
Right.
But
welcoming
today,
people.
As they wrap up the State Fair of Texas this Sunday. But again, you are watching firefighters there just scraping up the remains of Big Tex. And you heard Mitchell Gleaver. He says that there will be the return of Big Tex to celebrate his 61st birthday next year.
Nope.
And for those of you who are into trivia, Big Tex was actually a Santa Claus before he was Big Tex. So he goes back a long, long time. And to see this is really disheartening.
Boy.
Ashes to ashes,
that's,
man. Now, do you think...
That's a tough thing, but...
do you think everyone was able to handle it with maturity on the 911 call?
Why, you got that?
Let's listen.
777 is out at Big Tex.
got a rather tall cowboy. All his clothes burn off.
Hold on. There's more.
777 out. Rather tall cowboy with all his clothes burned off at 1031.
Engine 6 is out. Web Hunter's first. We got Big Tech on fire.
Engine 6 out. Big Tech's on fire.
Howdy, folks. It's hot.
So weak.
Howdy, folks.
What was that, like police calls back and forth?
Yeah. That's what they released to those of us who were his loved ones. All of us, really.
No, you shut up. You don't even like him. You don't even like the fair. You're not claiming this.
What time did this
You're not
occur?
Claiming this death.
I'm wearing black today.
You're not allowed in the funeral.
What time did this happen?
10:25, Dan. We lost him.
Oh, okay.
Man, I knew
not in time for Big Tex to join the Musers.
But he was so happy. He left smiling.
But it's just so crazy that they kept the fair going. You're walking around and thinking it's an attraction. Oh, how many tickets do I
and
get?
And then
they,
so is the marketing guy, like, nothing to see here. No, everything's fine.
No, we will still accept your money today.
It's exactly what we planned. Don't worry.
We will still sell you fried cotton candy
Look,
today.
Look, the state fair does not close for anything.
Not even Big Tex dying a horrible death.
I can't believe...
And it's still open.
Do they have the little cross with the flowers on it?
I can't...
the mural.
Everyone.
I'm going to put one on there.
Well, I think you would take the prize you win, you know, on the... what do they call it? Where's the game?
The Midway?
On the Midway, yes. You take the prize and you put it on the little memorial as Big Tex.
Who texted you that picture?
Mitchell. Mitchell, the fair guy.
Isn't that picture creepy?
You got a fair guy?
The one, the director, the one that she was talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have his text?
He's my man. We go way
Mitchell's
back.
He's your man?
Yeah. We go way back.
So he's not white?
Yes, he is.
But he defiantly said...
He was the one that was in studio with us. With
we
the
will
SMU.
Rebuild. You know, and think about the technological advances.
Dude, look
but
at
how
that.
About this
think
guy...
Think of the awesome tricks Big Tex will be able to do next year when we rebuild them with today's technology.
They're pop-locking.
You'll be able
yeah,
to have like...
break dancing?
Like, well, awesome. You know, hopefully his chest will have like a sweet TV screen where you can watch football games and
you can run
around.
Big Tex has too
fly.
Few TV screens hanging on him, right?
Seriously.
That's
I can't,
been the problem.
When I go to the fair, I can't watch sports, but what if Big Tex... had like 60 TV screens on him.
Maybe a beer
60
tap.
TV
what
screens.
What about a giant sweater? You
but
can watch TV.
What if he
you
sold
can't
wings?
Watch TV on a sweater.
Yes, you can. Big Tex sweater, you can.
What if he sold wings as well?
Maybe
but
a beer
how,
tap
how
out of his finger.
He's still hot. It's still burning, and this guy's making statements like, he'll be back next year. How do you know?
Right.
Because, how do you know that?
Because if you build it, they will come.
Man.
That doesn't make any sense and doesn't relate to this story at all.
Someone on Twitter asked me if this is part of our sports hypothetical for the 2011 finals. Like, were we willing to give up Big Tex?
Oh, for a Mavericks
title?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Like, if you knew the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavericks, and Stars were all going to stink and had to give up Big Tex, would you still have done it to take down LeBron?
Without a doubt.
All right.
All right.
Hope
it
you can
is.
Live with yourself.
Dude, I'm so hurt right now.
This is a day that...
I have to go back to the fair before it closes.
He's in that great state fair in the sky.
A day that will be remembered for at least the next week or two.
He's shooting baskets in the sky with that really tight rim.
The day that...
The Lord needed someone to read announcements in heaven.
He's opening up a new fair.
Howdy, partner. You're going to hell.
Tom...
What?
He would not say that.
Is he at the pearly gates directing
nice.
Everyone?
St. Peter's taking a break.
Howdy.
Or down there.
I'm not right. telling him where to go.
All right, it's
Howdy, Jim.
It's noon 50 on the ticket.
The ticket.